FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Got some sports watching in, whatever else. I'm a DIY watching person. Makes me want to fix houses, but I don't know how to fix houses. That's so bad. But I love watching them, and I enjoy them. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. And the website is 1700thechamp.com. Lot going on tonight. We were originally scheduled to have a UNI Virginia basketball game tonight. That has been canceled. I will give you an update on that here in a few, and tell you everything that we know that's been going on there. So instead, on this kind of going back to a normal Monday night, you get Monday Night Football tonight. So get ready for that. It is the Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles. Washington Commanders, I was just thinking, if they'd got a couple players back, that might have been a game. But it's in Philadelphia. It's a night game. Those people are going to be crazy. That'll be very interesting to see what happens there. The rest of the week, Thursday night, you get Titans-Packers, a huge win by the Packers last night, or you could reverse that and say a huge loss for the Dallas Cowboys. Another tough opponent, the Titans. We'll see how that goes. Saturday, UNI South Dakota football is a 12 o'clock pregame. Then you'll get USC UCLA. Man, that game has some big time ramifications. And then Sunday, you're going to have the Browns and the Bills, the Cowboys and the Vikings, the Chiefs and the Chargers. And then Monday, UNI San Francisco Men's Basketball Hall of Fame Classic, 11 o'clock pregame. And then 49ers Cardinals in Mexico City. So that's crazy. That'll be good. And just to give you an update on my week, I am out on Wednesday and Thursday. And then next week I'll be in Monday. Tuesday we're going to have a UNI basketball game that's going to be on. And then Wednesday I will be in. And then Thursday, Friday will be Thanksgiving, and I'll be off those 2 days. So just a few days in here in the next couple. So we'll try to make the most of them. I want to talk a little bit about the sponsors of our show, Northwest Bank Woodman Controls. Got to flip my page. Sorry. Des Moines Orthopedic Heritage Building Maintenance, BetMGM, and Come and Go. Special today for Palmer Group, Chris Lorenz, Executive Vice President. We've had Chris on before. He's going to come in here again today. He's going to be the fourth of the individuals from Palmer Group coming in, talking about salary guide, talking about the job market, talking about the job market for some of these young men and women coming out of school. I mean, if you think about it, we're almost to Thanksgiving. You know darn well, as soon as we get Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, and then it's the new year, and then the next thing you have is graduation. So a lot of stuff going on. Tomorrow, big day tomorrow too, I have Chip Albright from the Iowa Wolves. He's the Vice President of Marketing and Business Development. Melissa Merrifield is going to be in on that too, my DMOS partner in crime. And right after that, we're going to have Joseph Glenn on at 4:21. He's the clinical director of the chiropractic division. So I'm going to have both of those in tomorrow. Scott will be in here. Melissa will be in here. I'll be in here. Joey and Chip are both going to be in here. We're going to have a full crowd, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I can guarantee you that. So looking forward to all of that. Okay, so let's take a little bit of time here. So the reason that UNI is not playing at Virginia tonight is three Virginia football players were killed. An ex-football player is in custody. It's kind of hit or miss, everything that's going on. What we do know, junior wide receiver Lavelle Davis Jr. of South Carolina, junior receiver Devin Chandler of North Carolina, and junior defensive end Deshaun Perry of Miami all passed away in the incident. Authorities said the suspect in the shooting, identified as Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., was apprehended without incident just before 11 a.m. in Henrico County, Virginia. Said Jones, 20, had been arrested and charged with three counts of second-degree murder and three counts of using a handgun in the commission of a felony. Jones was listed as a running back on the team's 2018 roster, but no bio was available. Two others injured, Mike Hollins, and I don't think that it released the other person. He said, Ryan, the shooting took place in a charter bus after students returned to campus from a field trip. I mean, it's just, folks, you just don't expect that stuff to happen. And I don't understand. And here's the crazy thing about social media and having a radio show and wanting to talk about sports, but then when you have something else happen that you want to talk about it, but you think to yourself, you know what, if you say this, then you're going to offend people and they're going to say this and blah, blah, blah. Listen, my thought process, I will give you my history. My history with guns is absolutely zero. Never been around them. I've shot a gun once at a kind of a ranch place down in southern Iowa, and had no desire, no anything to do it again. I just never had done it. And he said, hey, do you want to do this? And I said, sure. I have no ill feelings towards people that hunt, go to shooting. I mean, I have a bunch of friends that love to go shoot targets and practice and all that. I get all of that. This is my only thing, is I'm good with that. And I know my friends and I know all of that. Here's what I don't know, is if it's readily available and you have people that probably shouldn't have them. I'm assuming that this young man, in whatever reason of doing this and people being around him and having no idea, was not as mentally stable as you would like. And to have possession of a gun and you've lost three individuals because of it, and you have another that is fighting and one that didn't have as serious injuries. Not going to go on a rant about what you should or should not do. It's I get it. It's poison to talk on either side. There are so many things. It used to be, and I have to say this just because, you know, we just got done having an election. I remember when I was in elementary school. I'm a Mitchellvillian. I lived in Mitchellville. We did a lot of stuff on the election. A ton. We had class elections, and we did a lot. I have been a election person for a long time. I worked on campaigns. I can officially say that I was working on a campaign, and I can't remember how old I was. I don't remember because I can't remember when Chuck Grassley was elected. So I don't know if I was a junior or a senior. I was working on, I think it was John Culver, because I think that's I am almost positive that's who Charles Grassley beat, was John Culver. I was a political junkie, man. I watched it on TV, and the reason I watched it on TV so much, and the reason that I had this relationship with my mom. My dad and I were the sports people, and my mom and I were the arguers, right? And I used to watch because it was so great, because they could sit there and they could yell and scream at each other. And as soon as it was all done, they shook hands, they walked out, they probably went and had coffee. People don't do that anymore. So politics isn't fun anymore. I don't talk politics. I don't listen to politics. I don't listen to any of those shows, because if you can't sit down and have a conversation with somebody without somebody else yelling and screaming because they don't agree. I mean, that's one of the greatest things about this country, that one person can have this belief and believe it so deeply in their heart and soul, and the other person can have the exact opposite. And you have this ability to sit there and give your sides of view, and then at the end of it go, you know what? We don't agree, but that's okay, because we agree on other things. And maybe we don't agree on hardly anything. Sky's blue. It's nice if it's sunny. I hate snow in Iowa, which, by the way, folks, we're getting ready to have snow, and that was going to be another topic today as well. But listen, I'm not gun advocate. This is another one of these sad things that are happening. This was a sad thing. Things that happen in schools is a sad thing. I also had nothing to do with me. It happened to be my last day of school. I went to Southeast Polk. We had a school shooting. I do believe it was one of the first school shootings in the country. I'm not traumatized by it. I mean, I was like right there. I mean, we were getting ready. It was our last class. We were getting ready to go home. It was my last day. And it happened. It was a friend, not friend. It's been a long time. But even that, I think that's when it started changing, you know. And seriously, a lot of people, how did it affect you? I have no idea. I was already a mess back then. Who knows? But it sometimes, you just have to take a step back when something like this happens, and you have to go, we have to think about this and do something, because those young kids should be getting ready to play football, not having their school mourning their deaths. And I don't know what to do, because you can't do anything in this country right now. It is so narrowly close in this country. I mean, you're listening to all the election stuff, man. It's 51-49, 50.5, 49.5. And that's where we are. We're split in states, we're split in counties, we're split in cities, and we don't know how to communicate, and we don't know how to work things through. Once again, I know it's a sports show, and I apologize. But it gets difficult. Because I'm thinking about their parents. I'm thinking about the other kids on the football team. That's not something that they should have to deal with. I'm sorry. It's not. It's devastating. And you should be able to talk about it. And here I am talking about it, and I've probably offended half my audience. But it does matter. Because it matters. It matters to me enough that I felt like talking about it. You just don't want to see things like that happen. I don't want to see things like that happen. And it was a great, up until that point, it was a great sports weekend. It was a great sports weekend, and I'm a Cyclone fan. I have some really big thoughts on the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones, and how narrowly close we are, and how a thing that we've talked about before has actually changed the season for one and not changed the season for the other. And I'll talk to you about that too. When we're getting ready here, because I guess got a couple minutes left. Once again, Chris Lorenz coming on. Got a lot of stuff. If you haven't noticed, I'm a huge Palmer Group guy. I'm a huge person in trying to help people find the right job that makes them happy. I think that might be the most important thing. I understand money. I understand vacation time. I understand all that stuff. I think the most important thing that you can have in your job is the ability to be happy, the ability to feel like you're wanted, and to have the ability to feel like you've accomplished something. I've been lucky enough for the past 8 years, maybe going on eight or nine, right around in there, of working at a company that I feel that every day. Enough that I feel that every day from this company that they allow me to do this on top of it. Because when I walk in here, no matter what I'm feeling when I'm 10 steps from the door in front of Cumulus out here, in the now hiring Iowa, when I walk into this studio, now hiring Iowa studio, a smile comes on my face. Happiness fills my heart, even though it's usually also filled with rage because of things that happened this weekend in sports. But to have that ability to have that happen is what makes this so cool. It makes this country so cool. But we have things we can work on. And I know we can't work on them today. But getting back to Palmer Group, what they do is they give joy and hope to somebody who's out there looking for that job. Maybe that job is their last job that they ever want to have, or their career job, or their first job. They're going to be out there for us. So Chris Lorenz coming in here, Executive Vice President of Palmer Group. Very excited about that. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I went through a whole segment and didn't talk about Iowa or Iowa State. Uh-oh.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 17
at Castle.
You're listening to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great day. The four-letter word that most of us hate the most is happening tonight, tomorrow. A little bit of snow. We don't like that. You are listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. We have, because of the incident that happened in Virginia today, the UNI-Virginia game was postponed. We have Monday Night Football instead, Washington at the Philadelphia Eagles. It is my pleasure, and I'm going to read this before I tell you why it's my pleasure, but it is my pleasure to be able to talk about Palmer Group. They're an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2022-2023, it's now even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both the clients and the candidates. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 334 jobs are open on their website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting, finance, admin, customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking keep both the staff and candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. What they want to do is they want to make lives better for both their candidates and the clients that they represent. And with that being said, once again, I get to have Chris Lorenz come in. He's Executive Vice President for Palmer Group. Chris, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back in. First off, I have to tell you that the staff is unbelievable. The people that I've had on, we've always hit it off. And I think one of the most important things for me is how much fun I have talking about Palmer Group. And I'm hoping that comes across to everybody out there, because if I'm excited about it, and I have a job, I have two, but I'm so excited about what you can do. And I'm even more excited because of a different segment. And I wanted to talk to you about that first. I'm excited for these college graduating seniors and everything that they have to look forward to, and trying to find jobs and getting into the job market. And Chris, I want to know if you have the same feeling I do. I think that they are more technologically savvy than I'm 57 than I ever was. I think the one thing they're missing sometimes is I don't know if they know how to communicate. And I think that's one of the most important things that you can have going into an interview. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Being prepared for your audience and being able to effectively communicate to that audience is key. And it takes research on the interviewer's time as well, right? So you want to do your due diligence for knowing who you're going to go speak with and what types of information they want to know about your background. And a lot of times the recruiter you're working with can provide that for you, so you're as equipped as you can be to put your best foot forward when you go into that interview.
As we're talking about recruiters, and we talked a little off air a little bit about what are some of the things that either the people that are looking for jobs or the people that are offering jobs, what's some of the lingo or some of the things that they're looking for or some of the things that either has them excited about the person or the job or not excited about the person in the job?
Yeah, I'll kind of take that a step back here, and on both sides of it, just the amount of information that's available, and sometimes it's sought after, and sometimes it's put in front of your face, whether you like it or not, that candidates and hiring managers and clients have can be overwhelming. So knowing what you want and knowing what's important to you as you're vetting both candidates and companies and managers that you potentially may go look for is key, right? Because you're the only one that's going to know what's going to satisfy you, what's going to motivate you, what's going to make you interested in doing what you're doing and what you want to be a part of. Palmer Group, for instance, making lives better is an extremely easy purpose to get behind. Our mission is to leave somebody in better shape than what they were when we met them. And whether we place them or not, hopefully we gave them something that was going to be useful in their lives, whether that's through a hiring process or a suggestion on an interview that's going to ultimately help land them in a better place than what they were before. So I would say that's the best thing I could do is really try to simplify it for a candidate coming out of school or a veteran looking to make their fifth career move, perhaps, or navigating a large candidate pool is just to really narrow the things down criteria-wise that you're considering so you know what's important and what's going to make the most impact on your life.
Once again, we're talking to Chris Lorenz. He is the Executive Vice President at Palmer Group. One of the things I was wondering, I got a couple of them here. First one is, and I have a senior graduating from Iowa State, and the thought process that I had was, well, he's had to have taken a class about how to build up a resume or how to do that. Chris, I don't think that's available anymore. It was when I was at UNI back in the day, but I don't know if it's available anymore. So how can we, as in Palmer Group, you and all of your great staff, how can we get that out that if you're not confident about going in, how they can use Palmer Group and it's okay. It's not going to cost a lot for you to use you guys to get them that right job.
Yeah, correct. Especially on the soon to be graduate front. I mean, that advice is free. So that doesn't cost them anything to reach out, tug on your ear with whatever they might be thinking. And to your point of helping with build a resume, we can do that as well with them. But knowing your audience and communicating effectively, like we previously mentioned, Some companies actually have a variety of different ways for you to present your abilities and your skill sets and whatever it is you're bringing to the table to solve their problem via their opening. It might be a new technology or it might be an applicant tracking system that they utilize that you're going to have to input all of your data in or load it from a third-party site. And we can help walk you through those different scenarios, whether it's with one of our clients or you just want to ask us for our advice on how to handle certain things. So there's definitely more than one way to get yourself in front of the hiring managers and the clients that you're interested in, more so than just a resume that you have.
Another one that I had was for these graduates and wanting to be job seeking and wanting to land jobs. In your estimation, what's the most important thing? I think in 2018-2019, I think, is a lot different than 2022, because I just said pay, 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 pay. I don't know if that's the same anymore. What do you think is – I guarantee you it's still up there, but I don't think it's the only thing anymore. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree. Pay is obviously important, and for all those soon-to-be graduates that are listening out there, I would encourage you not to compare yourself to your peers on that front. Know what you're after and be happy with what you accomplished from your compensation. But secondarily, one of the things that a lot of soon-to-be grads are desiring is to feel a part of something as they move forward. One big disruptor is this work from home or hybrid work schedule where you're not totally immersing yourself in a company culture as it existed prior to the pandemic. Everybody is not in the office necessarily all the time and have that exposure to all those people. And one interesting thing that we've seen is a lot of executive leadership is still in the office on a pretty consistent basis. And we have a lot of recent graduates that are getting a lot of one-on-one exposure to these executives and maximizing that exposure and really advancing their careers faster than they may have in the previous scenario. So, feeling a part of something, the clients that can really show the soon-to-be graduate how they fit into the organization, what the future looks like long-term, really have a much higher success at attracting talent that's really going to be there for the long haul for them.
And it's really interesting. And once again, we're talking to Chris Lorenz. He's the Executive Vice President of Palmer Group. One of the things that I kind of use my life experiences here, my oldest and my middle both have really good jobs. One happens to work at Holmes Murphy, the other one happens to work at Palmer Group. And I do believe what you believe, that their biggest thing is, and it affected during COVID, they want to be in there. They want to be where they are because of the culture, because of all the things going on. I don't know if that was true for me. If I would have ever, I think I could have got as much work done. But I wasn't always, you know, because it was so crowded. And this is how old I am. Back in the day, they were still smoking inside these buildings. So crazy, crazy thought process. But, you know, it's culture's different now than it was 20 years ago. It wasn't as important. It's so important now.
Absolutely. And having an identity as an employer is critical. So you're already vying for a condensed talent pool that's out there, and now trying to be everything to everyone is an impossible task. So what a lot of employers and clients that we've been talking to here as of late is really deciding, this is who we are, this is what we want to be moving forward, and these are the people that we want to have come join our organization and take us into the future. And it's they're having a lot higher success rate in attracting, again, that right talent for their needs, because they have a clear direction. They know who they are and where they want to go, and it's easy to articulate how that individual is going to fit into that vision and help be a part of that, solution, and be a part of that drive to help that company grow. And the ones, you know, that may struggle a little bit are trying to morph themselves and be everything to everyone. And ultimately, then you lack direction, and it really becomes a struggle to bring on like-minded, like-focused people that want to drive that organization forward and the culture that they now have.
You know, I talk about a lot of these jobs. We had Amy Volkenluder in, and she talked about, you know, I said a whole bunch of jobs that are available, but she had some new kind of opportunities that are available. Can you discuss that with our? I'm trying to think. I'm right on the tip of my tongue what they were, but I mean, like different types of services that Palmer Group has going on right now.
Yeah, so I believe she was discussing our managed service offerings.
Yes,
that we have, which are basically, they're deliverable-based solutions. So essentially, a company has an initiative or a project they're working through or an integration or a migration that is something that may not be part of their normal business operations. And Palmer Group's managed service group can take on that project on the side, allowing that organization to focus on the business at hand, the driving the company forward while we're taking care of the stuff on the side or in the background for them to free up their time. And it's been a really exciting division to see grow and get going here and really excited to see where it goes into the future.
It's very interesting too, because when we've talked before, I've said, you know, I've been friends with Austin Palmer for quite a long time. Same with David Leto, just having kids and you know, coaching kids and doing all that. Where Palmer Group was to where Palmer Group is right now, how big a difference is it from when it first started?
I would say from a day-to-day culture, it hasn't changed a lick. So that's one of the things that we focus on here. We are not going to sacrifice our culture and who we're about to grow, but we are going to continue to grow with that culture. So we've recently expanded into the state of Wisconsin, as well as down in Texas, to add to our South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois service offerings that we already had. But that's one thing that Dave Leto has continued the torch carrying on from Austin. Is we're not going to sacrifice who we are for the sake of growth. So that's a really, really important aspect of working at Palmer Group, that anybody that joins us needs to understand that. And that's our identity, who we are. Our purpose is making lives better, and we're going to continue on that front.
And it's so much fun, and I know that my son enjoys, and I know that I enjoy talking about it, and it's such a great group. I sure appreciate, you know, having your group come in here and talk. And I know it's a sports show, but I consider myself to be deeper than that, and want to, because I know some of the people that are listening, man, everybody's out there looking for that better job or that, and you guys do such a good job at, you know, getting people to the right places. I know my son, you know, he started in mortgage and banking. Now he's in engineering, and he goes to these old, dilapidated places that you think, you know, oh my gosh, where am I going? And you walk inside, and I see his face light up when he sees that, and he comes back and he's like, you would not believe what they're doing inside there. I mean, Palmer Group is such a great company, and I certainly enjoy talking about them, and I'm glad you came in today, Chris.
Absolutely. Well, I'm happy to do it, and appreciate you having me.
All right. Well, have a good one, and we have that naughty four-letter word, snow. So hopefully everybody gets in there safe tomorrow. Hopefully it misses us. That's always the best thing. Chris, I appreciate it, buddy.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Chris Lorenz. A lot of knowledge there. Holy cow. And a lot of long-winded questions for me. But I'm passionate about Palmer Group. I really am. It is something that I believe in. And When I thought about this weekend, when I knew Chris was coming on, and it's a big deal for me that someone like Chris would want to come on and talk about this on my show. And I look at Des Moines Orthopedic, and I look at Heritage Building Maintenance, and I look at Palmer Group, and I look at Northwest Bank, and I look at Woodman Controls, and I my feelings about BetMGM and Come and Go. And if I didn't like it, I wouldn't do it. And if I didn't want to talk about them, I wouldn't do it. And if I didn't use them, I wouldn't do it. All of those things. That is the most important thing to me, because I want to, it's hard for me to come on here and read something or tell you something that I don't believe in. And I thoroughly believe in this group and, you know, all the groups that we have. And many more coming. Iowa Cubs is on there as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm sure enjoy. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Be back. We're going to have to talk about Iowa and Iowa State. We might as well do it next segment. Be right back.
It's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ or at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Website is 1700thechamp.com. Once again, I want to thank Chris Lorenz, Executive Vice President of the Palmer Group, for coming in today and talking jobs and Palmer Group. I enjoyed it. I always do. Chris is a great guy. Real sharp and great at what he does. We're getting Monday Night Football tonight instead of you and I, Virginia. I do believe that you and I was out staying near the campus. I would assume they're on their way back. It's very traumatic. Wasn't even thinking, you know, the ramifications from everything there. But once again, today, three individuals, three Virginia football players, Deshaun Perry, Devin Chandler, and Lavelle Davis Jr., lost their lives. A ex-football player, student, after they were coming back from being at a school function, shot and killed those three, injured two others. I do believe that I'm hopefully you and I, I mean, that's very, very traumatizing. I hope you and I, the men's basketball team's okay. Virginia sports, Virginia, just everybody. Condolences. You have our prayers. It's something difficult to go through. It's unexplainable. And the problem with things that are unexplainable for people to heal, they have to be explained. So some people have some very difficult jobs ahead, but that's a great thing about some of these athletic teams. It's built in. Your family. So hopefully they will be able to get through these next few days and the rest of the season. It's difficult. I can't imagine. I didn't think that we had a ton of time. I'll start with Iowa at the top of the hour and go through Iowa and some of the things that Iowa has in its remaining schedule, then talk a little bit about Iowa State and its remaining schedule. A couple of different trajectories where they're headed and a couple of really cool intersections and maybe just not as much different between the two things as maybe one certain segment. And I will tell you about that, but I'll do that in that first segment in the second hour. I want to talk a little bit about the Iowa women and Drake women basketball game yesterday. I don't know what other households were watching, but at the Nana household, and hi Nana, love you, hi DJ, Jen's at home as well, hello Jen. We had both football and basketball on. It was a valiant effort by Drake. They played outstanding. Iowa with Shizano and Caitlin, and I mean, kind of a team thing. They gutted it out. They got a victory. The place was rocking. Drake was rocking. Sold out. Congratulations to them, to Brian Harden, the athletic director. That was a really cool atmosphere. I can't wait to get down and see some Drake men's and women's games just for the simple fact of getting to see some of the new things that are happening in there. And of course I can sit and watch a basketball game with Drake playing and have a beer. I like that. So congratulations to Allison Pullman they played really well. I mean, unbelievably well. I just pulled up let me hit the Bulldog one here. I love when my computer goes slow. Here we go. I thought Grace Berg had a really good game. Katie Dennebeer, she belongs on the floor. 39 minutes. 24 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, played her tail off in that game. Sarah Beth Gellner also had a good game. Megan Meyer had a good game. Just a valiant effort. Shizano had 36 and 11. Caitlin had 28, 9 and 5. It's going to be, I think, because I know how good the UNI women are too. So that's going to be Drake and UNI battling in the Missouri Valley, in that upper echelon. And I know as long as they can keep everybody healthy, that inside-outside look that, that Iowa has, you could tell yesterday, even though maybe stat line doesn't show with 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 points, Molly Davis is going to help that team. I actually think she's gonna help that team a lot. I thought Hannah Stolke, she's gonna help the team as well. Just having Gabby, McKenna, and Kate all healthy, you know, it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of talented women's basketball teams out there. When you're looking at the NCAA, it's not going to be easy. And that's with a couple of teams not having a couple of their star players too. So for all the people that were at Drake, it was a great game. It was a great atmosphere. At points in time, we have to remember people like Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, Ashley Jones, Megan Gustafson. You know, those players don't happen very often, and we seem to have had a bunch of them. And maybe that shows because of the basketball tradition in the state of Iowa, from 6-on-6 to, you know, now just regular basketball. Gosh, I had – so, once again, childhood. So I went to Mitchellville Elementary, and our librarian's name, and I can't – she was Librarian Hoeing. I think it's no, daughter was Diana Hoeing. Her daughter played basketball, huge fan. And one of my best friends growing up, Tim Navra, his sister, was a great – Jackie was a great basketball player too. And she would have some of the basketball players come over. It was kind of cool because I knew they were good, and they were really good. It was exciting to watch basketball back then. The craziest thing for me in basketball. So yes, I went to Southeast Polk and graduated in 84. So I had Sean Morris was on our team. Went to Northwestern, did Big Ten Network forever. And the funny thing is all 3 of my children went to Dowling, and you know, we would talk to the parents and stuff. They're like, oh, 1984, Southeast Polk. And I'm like, yep. And they're like, I don't think we ever played you. I went, I didn't even know you guys existed. I never heard Dowling. And it's really funny because we played Valley. I forged quite a few, Grant Goodman, Mike Bourne, Matt Bowler, JP Hatch. I had a bunch of friends from West Des Moines and never ever knew that Dowling existed until my kids went there. Well, actually, when my kids started going to Catholic elementary school, no idea in the world. And I considered myself to be a sports person back then. So I think it's so funny that Southeast Polk's biggest, I mean, we had rivals, but I think our biggest rival was Newton. Newton was a lot bigger then, with a whole lot of industrial stuff going on. That was a very big town. It was a big deal. And it was a big deal for me. So enough that I remember it. I remember being in the library in the elementary school, and they walked in, and that's all I wanted to do was sit there and listen to them. That's how big sports have always been to me. If it's that, fighting with one of my best friends, Brian Spohr, about who's better, Robin Yount or Ozzie Smith, everything dealt with sports and music. That's why Scott and I get along so well. Everything that we do, there's 3 things for us. It's sports, it's music, and beer. Not just drinking beer, but just beer in general. That you have to have those things go together. You know, so it puts a smile on my face when I get to sit there. And I got to sit there and watch my wife, Jennifer, and Nana watch the game and listen to the game. And they did it for the high school playoffs, too, last Friday night. They sat and watched both games. That puts a smile on my face. I think that is so cool. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. I want to talk about the Hawkeyes, but I don't want to talk about the Cyclones. So I'm going to talk about the Hawkeyes first. Much better story right now. We'll be back. Top of the hour.